This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we will have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to attract investors that never go away. Well, raising money is one of those tough issues. It's always been a challenge for me, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm kind of shy by nature, or maybe it's just, you know, just this hung up thing where I think that, oh man, I hate to ask people for money. Even when I was on the mission field, you know, for 12 years out there, we depended 100% on people's donations and support. And I still had difficulty. I remember one of my first encounters that really made an impression on me. In fact, it was, I think, our first supporter. And it was a sweet, lovely older widow who lived in a trailer. And when she said, I'm going to commit to supporting you at $50 a month, instead of saying, oh, thank you very much, ma'am, we really appreciate it, I felt bad. I mean, she must have been on a fixed income. And I thought, gee, that's very nice of her, but, you know, she needs her money. And, gosh, you know, I feel bad taking this. And so I responded with, you know, thank you very much, but that's all right. And you don't have to do this. Well, what happened next, I was really surprised. And she promptly snapped back at me and put me in my place. She said, how dare you, young man, rob me of my blessing? This is for God's work in Haiti, not for you. Ouch. Boy, did she set me right. I never forgot that lesson, and I realized, especially as we were in the mission field, that it's God's economy, not mine, and that, you know, I really needed to realize that. Well, when I started investing in real estate, it's definitely different. You know, now we are living on the income generated from our rental properties, and it's definitely focused on generating profit, so it is a different focus. But I definitely learned some lessons there that I think can be applied here. And even though we're in a profit-generating venture, you know, at the same time, I know that I'm going to have to seek out other people's money. In fact, I'm in that mode right now. And as we are looking to purchase 100-plus units, although I prefer a way to just keep, you know, sort of leveraging my own money, and I think that's possible. You can keep leveraging your own money and then take the equity out of your properties to buy additional properties. But it's a much longer process. And as an old dog, I don't have that much time. And I want to, you know, achieve 1,000 units by 2020. So I know that I'm going to have to rely on other people's money, OPM. So as I'm now in the process of reaching out to potential investors, I realize that in some ways, you know, it's kind of similar than when I was in the mission field. And my first thought was, as I started talking to people and sharing with them what I was trying to do, that at the first deal, I wasn't going to talk to family and friends, you know, because I was nervous about that. And I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll go out, I'll get a great deal. We'll get fantastic returns. We'll share the success story with my family after that. And then if they want to get involved, that's great too. But it's funny, I was reminded recently by another real estate investor friend who did that exact same thing. She told me how she kept it secret from her family as she was in getting investors involved in some of her projects. And when they found out, she said they were not happy. And it was almost like that story I shared about the widow, and that her family members came after her and said, "How dare you rob us of this great investment opportunity? Don't you think we would have liked to have earned 9% cash return on our money quarterly and receive a 50% bonus when the property sold?" Yikes. I get it. It's kind of the same thing. And if you really believe in what you're doing, whether it's, you know, out of the mission field or whether it's in business, that, you know, you need to just convey that, and people will see that, and also it'll be an opportunity for them and not something where you have to chase after funds. So with that in mind, I just want to share with you my approach that perhaps you too might be able to tap into as you look at potential investors for your investment opportunities. Again, I think a lot of it, in so many ways, is that you want to be able to present this as a means that funds will be attracted to you and people with funds will be attracted to you, and that you won't have to chase after money. You need to first realize what you have. You have a great investment opportunity that not only compares well against most other types of investments out there. I mean, if you think about it, what are people investing in? Stocks, bonds, options. There's a lot of different things that don't have a tangible asset. It's just paper. With property, it's a little different. You've got a building, you've got an actual land that is worth something and is not going away. Prices may fluctuate from time to time, but it'll always have value and it'll always grow in value over time. So it's a pretty solid investment. So first off, become sort of that money magnet. You need to first change your mindset from how am I going to find people to give me money to who should I select to share this special opportunity with first. Also, I need to have information available and be able to respond to people's questions once I start presenting what I'm doing. First, I would recommend you have, and I don't like this term, but this is what it's called, basically an elevator pitch together. If you don't know what that is, that's basically a statement that you can tell somebody what it is you do and the time it takes to go from, let's say, the 10th floor of a building to the ground floor in an elevator ride with someone. I think that that's going to be another podcast where we'll talk about maybe putting together that elevator pitch. So when people ask you what you're doing, you can be able to clearly and concisely explain, you know, what types of properties you're looking for, what kind of returns are you expecting. That'll not only help you in terms of raising funds, but also bringing you prospective new properties. Once you have that together, then you have to be prepared for the questions. And some of the top questions you'll get are, when will I get my money back? How much will I get back? How are you able to give me that amount of money back? And what happens if I don't get it back? Now, you have to think about those and how you would respond to them. But I think as you look at your deal and you get the various components of it, you'll be able to understand how to answer those questions properly. If you can answer those questions, then you'll be that much closer to getting away from resistance that people would have to let you use their money. So here are the primary secrets, so to say, of making money find you. Number one, completely forget about the money. I know that sounds funny, but forget about the money. Forget about finding those folks first. First thing you have to do is to get the deal. Find the deal, get it under contract, and take control of that deal. Then you'll be able to clearly communicate the value of that deal because you'll know all the components, all the numbers, and you'll be able to convey what that deal is worth and how it's worth more money than you'll be spending on it. And the four steps that you would have to make this work, and just to recap what I just said, is number one, get the deal under contract first. Number two, create a win-win scenario and then share it with people. How do you expect to get the funds out of it that you put into it? Well, we're going to upgrade the units to be able to charge more rent. As we increase rent, we increase the value of the property. We're going to reduce expenses in this way, and that will also contribute to increasing the value of the building and the cash flow, those types of things. And then finally, number four, pay them back what you said you would pay them. And if possible, surpass their expectations. I think in putting your win-win scenario together and the other components of this, you should be very conservative in your approach and what the return will be, so that when it does go well and you actually have more to pay them back with, that they will be pleasantly surprised, you'll be happy, and that the return you're getting is great too, and you'll be able to have created that success story. Once you've done this a couple of times, believe me, the money will start coming to you. You'll start attracting money by building a reputation as someone who finds good deals. If you give back the money with a profit, they will give you the money again and again and again. It's that simple. Then they'll introduce you to other people who want you to use their money. And so it goes on and on and on. Raising money is just another stage, another step in the road to becoming a successful real estate investor. In the same way that it was difficult to purchase that first property, and I don't know if you remember that, but I know how tough it was for me initially. Didn't it get easier though after that first purchase? And then the next and the next, it just became very easy, and it wasn't as stressful and so much of a fear factor there. It's the same way with raising money. You just have to take that first step. And once you do, and once things go well, it gets easier and easier from that point forward. It'll help you to move forward in your deals, especially if you're looking to expand out into multifamily properties and to be able to really generate the kind of long-term wealth that you'll be able to hand down to your family and leave a legacy for your children and grandchildren. Well, I hope that helped for today. That is it for today's podcast. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com. Of course, dogs are spelled DAWGS /blog. So that's olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.